come down a little bit closer here. We are speedily approaching the end of Lent, and God is inviting us into Holy Week. God is inviting us into experiencing Holy Week in all of its fullness. The gospel reading that we have for today, actually, it's no coincidence that it's appointed for today, because while it contains a lot of important messages, one of the really important messages that it has in it is an invitation. It's an invitation to us into Holy Week. Now, we have the story of Mary coming, and she's anointing the feet of Jesus with nard, which, if you don't buy nard in your local grocery stores, it's a very expensive essential oil. In fact, it was so expensive, it was worth a year's wages. And so she's using it on his feet, and Judas, right, of all people, comes in and is the one who sounds like he's being the voice of reason, right? And we almost kind of need to be reminded that he's the bad guy in the story, right? I love there's this little parenthetical reference in there reminding us that Judas is the bad guy. Because what he's saying actually makes some sense, right? He comes in and he sees what's going on and he says, hey, y'all, like, we could be using that really expensive oil to care for the poor. And so then we need that parenthetical reference. He doesn't actually care about the poor. He's probably just going to steal it to remember he's the bad guy. Because Jesus' response is a little unsettling at first. It could almost be kind of heard as a sort of like, oh, don't worry about the poor, take care of me, right? Which doesn't fit in with Jesus at all, right? Jesus is all about caring for the poor. Jesus is all about taking care of the needs of others, putting the needs of others ahead of your own needs, right? So this gospel lesson only makes sense if we understand it in the context of what's happening in the where this falls in the greater overall story. Because you see, Jesus is about to die. He has reached the point where he is coming, he's going to have the Last Supper, he's going to be arrested and crucified, and he's going to die. And he's been telling his disciples that this day has been coming for a long time. All along he's been telling them, but now this day is here. And Mary is preparing for his funeral. Essentially, she's preparing for his burial. Now, of course, Jesus cares about the poor, right? Of course, we know that everything Jesus says always goes back to those two laws, right? The two laws that all the law and the prophet hangs on, that we read at the beginning of the service, that everything is about loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself, right? And there are lots of examples for how you go about doing the work of loving God and loving your neighbor. One of the things that jumped to my mind is in the book of Micah. In the book of Micah, in chapter 6, verse 8, when the prophet says, what God asks of us is to seek justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. That if we are seeking justice, loving mercy, and walking with our God, then we are doing the work of loving God and loving our neighbor. So in this story where they're anointing Jesus and not using it to take care of the poor, whatever's going on there, it must fit in with that somehow. And here's how it fits into it for me. Jesus is inviting his disciples to walk with him, to walk with him in his death and resurrection. And this gospel lesson is appointed for today because we're being invited to walk with God through his death and into his resurrection. It's no coincidence that it's appointed for today because this is our last Sunday before we go into Palm Sunday and Holy Week. And so Holy Week is going to be one of those great examples of where we can really walk with God through his death and resurrection. We don't get to do that throughout the year a lot of different times. This is one, and we're being invited to participate in it. And so I invite you all, I invite you to participate in Holy Week this year to the fullest extent that you're able. We're going to have worship services all through this week that are going to trace, for 1 week, trace that last week of Jesus' life. And the more fully we live into that, the more closely we will find that this week is going to be about leading us to loving God and loving our neighbor. Now, I'm not going to try to steal the thunder from all of the Holy Week sermons to come, but I will just give you the briefest glimpse about what we're going to be doing in the week ahead, because we're going to be invited on this walk. And it's going to start on Sunday next week with Palm Sunday, and we're going to have the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, this moment that we've all been waiting for, where Jesus is going to arrive. He's been coming, and then things are going to happen very quickly once he's there, because he's going to confront and come head-to-head with the enemies of Christ. And we're going to touch ever so briefly on the Passion story about his arrest and his death, but only briefly, that it's not going to be until we get to Wednesday when we have our Tenebrae service, when we're going to be delving more deeply into the darkness in this world of those who want to put out the light of Christ, and just how shadow-filled our world becomes without God's light in it to lead us. And then we're going to have Thursday evening, our Maundy Thursday service, which I'll give a plug for that right now. That is, I think, my favorite service that we do as a church all year long, when we will be invited to remember the Last Supper, and we will be invited to wash each other's feet, to do the work of participating in Jesus washing the feet of his disciples before he died, where he sits down with them and he shows them that true leadership, true power, doesn't come from being served, but through serving. And then after that service, we'll have the Garden of Repose, where Jesus will go out and he'll pray in the garden and wait to be arrested. And we'll be invited to walk that with Jesus. We're going to do that right here in our own chapel. We're going to go and have a vigil that's going to go throughout the night, where we will be able to pray and wait. And in the morning, on Good Friday, Jesus will be arrested, and he'll be crucified, and he'll die. And Jesus is inviting us to walk that with him as well. We'll sit with him as he's laid in the tomb over Saturday. And at the end of the day on Saturday, we'll come to our Easter vigil, where we will be marking the moment when the stone is rolled away and Christ will be risen. It'll be the celebration of the year, because Easter Sunday will have arrived, and nothing in this world will be able to conquer Jesus' promise of everlasting life. That's the journey we're being invited to walk with Jesus on. And we can go to Palm Sunday, and we can go to Easter Sunday, and we'll get a lot of that, but we're going to get a lot of triumphal entry, and we're going to get a lot of resurrection, but we won't get the full impact of all of the stuff that happens in the middle, right? Part of what we're being invited to in this gospel lesson today is not even particularly about being invited to the resurrection. We'll get that. But we're being particularly invited to Jesus' death. And that's important, because without death, there is no resurrection. That the true impact of Easter's resurrection is diminished without the true impact of God's death. That he came to dwell with us, that he loves us so much, that he chose to be mortal, to live with us and to die as us, to be closer with us in that mortal life, to be in that close of a relationship. And so Jesus is inviting us to walk with him, But that's because he walked with us first. Jesus is inviting us to everlasting life, but it's because he chose mortal life first. This gospel lesson is an invitation to a holy week. And I would encourage you all to talk to your families, to pray over it, to consider doing as much of this as you can this Holy Week, because it makes a difference. Because it will change the way you think about things. It will sustain your heart, affect your spirit. And I truly believe that participating in the life and death and life again of Christ will make us better at loving God and loving our neighbors. That when we stop what we're doing and we accept this invitation, we will be better people at caring for the poor around us, at seeking justice, at loving mercy, at walking humbly with our God. So let us walk humbly with our God, starting next week, through his life and his death and his resurrection to life again. It all starts next Sunday. Amen.